Okay.
Mehema
tai koran, what?
Ready to sign the addition to recommend?
No, I'm waiting to hear back from them. The number of new additions have come out. They still don't know. Okay, let's start again here. Masechet Brachot, Daf Aleph, Yerushalmi. אם כן, למה אמרו חכמים עד חצות? כדי להרחיק את האדם מן העבירה. See, it's the same thing.
So far, so good.
Says the Gemara. Anan tanninan mishaa shakhanim nichnasim lachol betrumatam. Here in our mission, we learn that the shir is mishaa shakhanim nichnasim lachol betrumatam. But Reb Chiya has a brighter that says, mishaa shederech b'nei adam nichnasim lachol pitan b'leilei Shabbat. It's the time that a meal starts on the Shabbos evening. V'tani Allah, now there's a braita that says that actually the difference between the language of the Mishnah and the shir that is mentioned in the braita is very small. Krovim divreim liyot shavim. It boils down to nearly the same thing. Es the Gemara itachami. That's like saying michte. Take a look at this. When is that? That is, that's again, the Losh of Yerushalmi is when you want to talk about a particular point, you mention both ends of the point. In other words, it's the day with the beginning of nightfall. In other words, im kochavaya, being the very last moment of the day at Seita Kochavim. Okay? Mishah shederech bnei adam nichlasim lachol pitan b'leil Shabbat. Says when? Shavatar tilayli. That's like an hour or two into the night. You know, I mean, people go to shul, they come back late. I mean, who comes back at Seita Kochavim? So va'at amet krovim divrayim liot shavim. How do you get that? That it's nearly similar. It's not nearly similar. Omer Rabbi Yossi, when it says mishah bnei adam nichlasim lachol pitan, it is not referring to cities where indeed people come back late, even on Friday night. It is talking about those little kvarim, dakik, is small, tiny. So the small kvarim, where there, the urchehon, their mode is that mistalka ad du yamama, they stop working still in midday because they don't have much to do in these little kfarim. They're not like busy like we are here in the big cities. And the tzadilon mikami chiyuta. And they get all of their things prepared, all of their chiyut. Lashon chaya is mizone. In other words, the things that they need for their su'uda are well prepared during the day. Okay, now there's a completely different way of reading this, which is, the kufrenaya dikikaya, where orcheon mistalka adu yamama, where their roads are cleared while it's still daylight, the tzadi la mikami chiyusa, because they are terrified of wild animals. Very different. So they have to get back into the little town before they're eaten by the lions. But it's interesting how it's like the words work out. So either way, very cute. Like so over there, as we said in the Gemara, as Rashi explained in the Bavli, if we mean people that had all day to prepare their Shabbat and they're coming back early to eat, so it's basically they're ready to eat by the time Seder Kochavim comes around. So it's almost the same time. Tony, akore kodem lachen lo yatsa yedei chavato. Now the Braita said, if you read before this, you're not yotze. And here comes the big question, which wasn't brought in the Bavli, but which took up so much of Rashi and Tosfos and Rabbi Natam and the Ri and so on and so forth, which is imkein lama korim ota bebet haKnesset. Why do we have a minhag of when we daven early, we daven arvit early, And we say Kriyat Shema with the brachot in the Beit HaKnesset. Why do we do that? Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ein korinota beBeit HaKnesset b'shvil atzei tidei chuvato. Ela kedei lamod b'tvila mitok dvar shel Torah. Just like we have in Mincha, we say Asher, in order to be omed midivrei Torah, and this is yet another connection of Kriyat Shema to Torah, which we've seen so often. So we were mistaken that basically if you're going to be davening Ma'ariv, then you shouldn't say Stam a Tefillah. Your Tefillah should come after the preparation of Kriyat Shema and Geula and so on. And therefore we were Koveya the Brachot over there. But of course, says Rashi in the Bavli, of course you're going to have to say Kriyat Shema at night. But since people do that anyway on their bed, they say Kriyat Shema Lamita. The idea over here is just to have in Kavana that that's your real Kriyat Shema. And again, Tosus says that's crazy, because then why don't you read all three parashot of Kriyat Shema, which indeed is the halacha, but you have to say all three if you weren't Yotzei. But there, but, and Tosus also doesn't like the idea of why do we have Birchot Kriyat Shema then on a Kriyat Shema that's not really Kriyat Shema. I mean, well, that's crazy. I mean, Kriyat Shema is one thing, but Birchot Kriyat Shema? And therefore, remember the Rabbeinu Tam ended up saying that, well, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can daven Ma'ariv from the Plaga Mincha, so that means that actually Zman Kriyat Shema starts much earlier. The Re doesn't see any connection between when you can daven Ma'ariv and say Kriyat Shema, and therefore he explains that we don't paskin like the Mishnah Shir of Tzeta Kochavim, but rather like some of those other shiurim that we mentioned in the many brachot that are brought in the Bavli, such as, you know, B'shashakanim Tovlim. And that was one of the early shiurim. And at that point, indeed, during Ben HaShemashot, which is the minhag to be mitpaleil right after Mincha, you could be Yotzei Kriyat Shema.
You need a parasal Shema. Is that only
Shema? No, well, we'll get to, yeah. That's a different halach. We're going to get to the Priest and Shema that we much later in the Masech. Rabbi Zeira, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, says, Safek birech ha-mizono, safek lo birech. If you're not sure whether you said birkat ha-mazon or not, you have to break a birkat ha-mazon mitzara safek. Because birkat ha-mazon is a safek dioraita. Dechtiv yachalta v'savata v'erachta, and that is midat Torah, and a safek dioraita l'chumra. So you're going to have to say it over again. But that's only what can you do? But it's the idea of Safek Brachot Lahatel is Benogea the Rabbanan. She can't be say Safek Brachot Lahatel. That's your chiyuv. So the mele you'll have to be mevorach in this fashion. Then it's not levatala. Whereas Safek Yitpalel, Safek Lo Yitpalel, all Yitpalel. If, however, you have a Safek whether you were Palel or not, then you don't have to be mitzvahel, but of course this is not going like Rabbi Yochanan. Look, Rabbi Yochanan holds, alavai shitvahel adam kalayom kulo. What do you care? It's a daven again. It's a daven all day long. That'd be great. Lama she'ein tefillah mafsedet. You never lose by adding a tefillah, do you? You can't lose by davening.
Another shmur esver.
Yeah. Others learn that no, this is what is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Ein tefillah mafsedet means you haven't lost your tefillah because there's no chiyuv midoraisa on this particular tefillah. So there's no need to go over this particular tefillah. How about Kriyat Shema? Safek kara, safek lo kara. Well, nashmina min hava. Didn't you say hakorei kodem lachein lo yatsa yedei chovato? It says over here, if you read before Tzeta Kochavim, you're not Yotze. Now, why are you not Yotze? Isn't it a suffix? Kodem lachen laf suffiku? I mean, we're not sure whether Ben HaShemashot, I mean, is really Lila, or whether it's Yom. So let's say it's before Tzeta Kochavim. So, I mean, basically that boils down to an issue of a suffix, right? So, because Ben HaShemashot might be night, and maybe you read your Kriyat Shema in the right time, and nonetheless it says over here, V'adam b'tzorech likrot, it says you have to read it, so obviously, if it's telling you lo yatsa, I mean, that means you must read it again. So that means even though you have a suffix, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, we look at it as a diraika. Hadamra, that teaches us, that Safik Kara, Safik Lo Kara, Tzarich Likrot. You're going to have to now read it again. The shiur of Tzeta Kochavim now, the siman medavar of what is the shiur of Laila is Tzeta Kochavim, that we know from the Pasuk, at least Beremez, Af Pishen Raya Ladover. We don't have a clear Raya when it comes to Kriyat Shema, but we do have a siman medavar. And what is that? Bishyetu HaKochavim, that's the Anachnu Asim B'Mlacha, V'Chetziyam Machzikim B'Romachim, Me'alot HaShachar Tzeta Kochavim. And then it says, Vayelanu HaLayla Mishmar, Vayom LaMlacha. So, okay, so that shows, as we saw in the Bavli, it shows that certainly there's a relationship between Tzeta Kochavim and Layla. In general, very likely, Lagabi Kriyat Shema as well. When you say Kochavim, how many Kochavim? Kama Kochavim Yetzu V'Elayla. Reb Pinchas B'Shem Rababa Bar Papa says, look, it goes like this. Kochav Echad Vadayom. If all there is in the sky is one star, that's definitely daytime. Shnayim. If there's two stars, then it's Bein Hashvashot, and it's a Safik Laila. Once there's three stars, Shlosha Vaday Laila. Now, you said Shnayim Safik. I mean, they would say, Atzeta Kochavim. I mean, how many Kochavim are Kochavim? Isn't two Kochavim? I mean, so, Miyut Kochavim, Shnayim. Yeah, but Kadmaya lo mitchashik. See, that's because when there's three, there's only two. Because the first one is viewed as something that you, basically, you see in the day. So, three Kochavim is Tzeta Kochavim, the two Kochavim.
Are we worried about planets or?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. Now, the thing is like this, that the Erev Shabbat, Ra'a Kochav Echad V'yasam Lachapot, it's Friday. There's one Kochav, you did Melacha. Then you definitely are Potter, because only one Kochav is daytime. There were two and you did Melacha, then you have to bring an Hashem Tov. I mean, you didn't do it on purpose, but you thought that this was Mutter. So you have to bring an Hashem Tov. If there were three kochavim, then you know you did melacha, and shlosha may be chatat, so then you'd have to bring a korban chatat. The opposite is true, b'matzei Shabbat. B'matzei Shabbat ra'a kochav echad v'asa melacha, then it's still Shabbat, if there's only one kochav, and then you would bring a korban chatat. If there were two, then it might already be Motzei Shabbat, and then you would bring an Hashem Tavui. If there's three, then you're definitely potter. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bon, boy, Israel Bon asks like this, Intemar Shnayim Safek. Let's say, if you hold the two Kochavim are now considered to be Bein Hashmashot, right? So suppose Shra'a Shnei Kochavim Be'erev Shabbat, and somebody says to you, don't do that Malacha, Vitrubo, V'asa Malacha. And then, the same thing happens on Matzei Shabbat. Two Kochavim comes out, okay? And again they warn him, don't do that Malacha, V'asa Malacha. So then, manavshach, ima rishonim yomein, so af achronim yomein, so v'yechayav ala achronim. Ima achronim laila, af rishonim laila, so then yechayav ala rishonim. One way or the other, you're gonna end up chayav, right? And how about like this? Suppose Ra'ash Shnekachavim, I'm waiting until it's 15 minutes, only 13:30.
Oh, right.
I thought you're getting on my case. Ra'ash Shnekachavim be'erev Shabbat. V'katsar kechatsi groger. Now, suppose there's two kochavim out. The guy does a ktsira, but the shir of ktsira, like all the shirim of malacha on foodstuff, is a grogeret. So that's the usable shir. He is kotzer chatsi grogeret, okay? The next morning he continues, and he's called for another Katsi Grogeret, and then Matzoi Shabbat after two stars comes out, he's again Katsi Kekatsi Grogeret, like it's an Amamanam Shabbat. One way or the other, he did a full Grogeret during Shabbos, right? Because, I mean, look, Ima Rishonim Yomim, so then the Akronim are also Yomim. If the Akronim are Yomim, then they'll be Mitztar for Shal Shachmas with Matzoi Shabbos. If you're going to tell me that the Ima Achronim Laila, okay, so then the Rishonim or Laila. The Rishonim or Laila, then you're going to be Mitzarek the Leil Shabbat with the Bushachr Shal Shabbat, Yitzarek Shal Shachri, Tibshal Leil Shabbat, Liechayav Ala Rishonim. And by the way, out of the Tamar, when we're talking about stars, We're talking about, as Richie pointed out, the Elan the late Urchaton mit Chamaya Biyamama. Certainly we're talking about stars of an order of magnitude that they will never be visible when we clearly could still see the light of the sun above the horizon. Because those, I mean, let's say it's a planet that's got a, you know, very high visibility. Those don't count if you see them at night. Because even though you're only seeing them now at night, you can't use that as a simon. And bra be'elodur chaton mitchamaya b'yamama lo misharim b'hon. Those things that can be seen at times, even during the day, are not useful as simoni. Om Reb Yezik Reb Yibon, ubilchut yitchamun tlata kochavin bar min hara kochvata. So now there's a number of different lashonas over here of what exactly he means. Some learn, and this is actually brought by halacha, that the three kochavim should be seen as if they're hara kochvata. In other words, you need to have not just somewhere in the sky a kochav there, a kochav there, a kochav there, but you need to be able to see in one area that you look at the sky three kochavim right next to each other. Then it's definitely night. Others say that you should see three kochavim besides the type of kochav. In other words, don't think that what we said before, we don't count the first kochav of the three, because the first kochav we say, that's just something you could see at the day. If what you're seeing is definitely a kochav that is seen in the day, you need three kochavim besides that kochav. Right? So in other words, let's say Venus is up, you know. It's like you say, okay, Venus, that doesn't count, but then I got my other two kochavim, because that's seta kochavim. No. Venus is not a kochav for this at all. So now you need three kochavim in order to have your seta kochavim. That's the mashma'ut of the Lashon. Bar min hada kochvata, besides the kochav that we're just talking about now, and that doesn't take the place of the first one, doesn't count. Okay, there we go. See, that was nice, easy. And we